أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد، بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا دخل رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب جهنم وسلسلت الشياطين. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. الحمد لله، my respected brothers, mothers, sisters, and listeners of the Markaz al-Islam. I welcome you this morning in the name of Allah in this blessed month of Ramadan to share a few advices that was given to us by the person and that being who has so much of knowledge, and his knowledge will continue right up until the day of Qiyamah in advising us not only how to live our lives from day to day, but to gain the Akhirat as well and to make the best of the Akhirat as well. During this month of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, Allah mentions, we know that previous nations have been fasting, and they have also been given this command by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala to fast during, not only during this month of Ramadan, but they had a certain and particular way of fasting. As we see, you know, in school we teach the children that Jews have a specific time of the year that they fast. Christians have a specific way where they fast. And the Hindus, even the Tamils, have a specific way where they fast. And Alhamdulillah, we are blessed with such an enormous task as Muslims that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised us that whatever we do as Muslims, we get rewarded for it. Every good deed that we do during this month gets multiplied up to 70 times. Now, we are so fortunate as Muslims that no other religion we find that they have this benefit where they have a specific month set aside whereby they can benefit as much as we do. Like a clever person, an intelligent business person, he will not close his shop during the month of December, you know, to go and relax somewhere or chill somewhere. You know, he will try and keep his shop open for as long as he can during the month of December. Right? So this month of Ramadan, we as Muslims, we should take maximum benefit from this month. Every minute, every second in this month of Ramadan is much more valuable than that businessman keeping his shop open during the month of during the December festival. So truly, 1 million Decembers, my respected listeners, cannot compare to the greatness of 1 minute or 1 second during this month of Ramadan. Because every second that we're living our lives during this month of Ramadan, every second is a second we can gain rewards from this month of Ramadan. During this month of Ramadan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions in a hadith that the doors of Jannah are open, are flung wide open for us as Muslims. And the doors of Jahannam are closed. And these shayateen that we see take control over us and they whisper in our ears every other month for the 11 months of the year, Allah changed these shayateen up. So there is no waswasa that we can blame. There is no shaitan that we can blame during this month of Ramadan. During this month of Ramadan, this is a true reflection of the akhlaq and the character of who we are as Muslims. So if a person does something wrong during this month of Ramadan, no one is to be blamed but himself. During this month of Ramadan, an announcer announces that Ya Baghi Ash-Sharr Aqsir. During this month of Ramadan, an announcer announces that, O person who commits sin, O evildoer, lessen those evils that you are doing. So during this month of Ramadan, we should try as much as possible. If we know that there are something that we are doing which is wrong, we should try as much as possible to try and refrain from it. And it's so simple. It is so easy, my respected listeners. Reason being, because while we are fasting, we are conscious of Allah 24/7, basically. We are fasting for the pleasure of Allah. And who wouldn't want to receive the reward from Allah himself on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah gives out the reward, especially this month of Ramadan? And then the announcer further on announces, Ya Baghi Al-Khair, أقبل على الإحسان. O person, O the one who does good outside of the month of Ramadan, now is the time to maximize in gaining reward in this month of Ramadan. Because as we know, the hadith mentions that a person that performs one nafil act during this month of Ramadan, he gets the reward as if he has performed a farad act. So let us not waste time during this month of Ramadan. This is the month of the Quran, however. This is the month wherein this miraculous Quran was revealed. As we know, Allah mentions in the Quran, this wording of the Quran, this kalam of Allah was presented to every other creation that Allah created. But what does Allah say? That all of them refused. And who took up this responsibility? Allah has given mankind such a heart that mankind took up this responsibility of carrying the responsibility of the Quran. This is one of the reasons why we find that any other scripture, any other holy book, how many people do we find has the ability to memorize the Bible? How many people do we find has the ability to memorize the Psalms? Very few, a handful, if you can count. But when it comes to the Quran, thousands and millions of people has the ability of memorizing this Quran. And this is because of this verse of the Holy Quran, where Allah mentions, "Inna aradna al-amanata ala samawati wal-ard, fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamala al-insan." Where Allah says that Allah made it so delicate for the human being who is a Muslim to carry up this responsibility. That is why we can memorize the Quran from cover to cover. And we can keep it in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, for our entire lives. And this is a blessing of the Quran. This is the blessing of the Quran. And which other month can we benefit more from this blessing of the Quran than this month of Ramadan? Can we imagine, my respected elders and brothers, can we imagine, my respected listeners, that this month of the Quran is so much rewards that every letter of the Quran that we recite 10 hasanat is written to our account. And this is any other month besides Ramadan. What about the rewards that we gain when we read one letter of the Quran during the month of Ramadan? It's much more than that. Like I explained to the learners, if you take, for example, one letter of the Quran gives you 10 hasanat written to your account. If we only take the wordings of the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, those letters add up to 24 letters. I stand corrected. It adds up to 24 letters. Just the words Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 24 letters. And if we times it by 70, I think it comes to, So 24 times 70, I think it's 168 almost, or 1,680. I stand corrected. I don't have my sums here to do now. But if we look at the reward of just Bismillah, what about Surah Fatiha that we recite every day during the month of Ramadan? What about Suratul Ikhlas that we recite during the month of Ramadan? What about the entire Quran khatam that we make during the month of Ramadan? That is millions and billions of rewards for us. Millions and billions. So why would we as human beings throw that away by not spending our time correctly during this month of Ramadan? So my advice to all the listeners out there, to all our brothers and sisters, to all our youth and our children, teach them the Quran. Let them learn the Quran. After all, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best of you is he who learns the Quran and then teaches it to others. So you and I, my respected listeners, we should definitely take maximum benefit of this month of Ramadan. And I leave you with this, that let this month be a true reflection of who we are as Muslims, not who we are as imitators of non-Muslims. I leave you with this, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ.